Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. Today, we do not have laptops out in front of us today.
Right.
So we are going to be, this is a speaking show. And
oh, you were waiting for me to say something.
I was. Okay, it's very awkward that you did not.
Because it is a speaking
show.
It's
a speaking show.
Makes sense.
And today, right, we're going to be talking with Boz.
Hello.
Or Baz.
Boss.
Baz.
You got it.
Okay.
Thanks, Corey.
You're welcome.
Yep.
We've been working together for years.
And we have, actually.
Still not know your name.
Kind of odd.
We are going to today be talking about the open sourcing
of
Service Fabric.
That's right.
So this is something that happened just a couple weeks ago.
Just a couple weeks ago, yeah, on Pi Day.
On Pi.
3.14.
3.141.
That was planned.
9265359.
Very good. Okay. Wow, that's impressive.
I know.
Yes. So yeah, we did open source on Pi Day.
I was really popular in high school.
I can tell.
So tell us what we've open sourced.
Okay, so we've open sourced. So we open sourced basically all of Service Fabric. About a year ago, we started kind of dabbling into open source a little bit with our programming models. We did Service Fabric Explorer, but these are kind of the, you know, just kind of edges of the peripheral. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we've been planning during that time and during the last maybe over 2 years, ever since we started the Linux work, mm-hmm. we've been planning on how can we actually open source the entire code base.
The
so
whole
all
enchilada.
3 million lines or so of source code.
It's a lot of source code.
And it's a lot of source code. So yeah, so a couple weeks ago, all that went out open source under
source
the MIT license.
Equates to power. So that is how much power.
It is a lot of power. Yeah, that's right.
Sorry.
We do measure power by lines of code.
That's how we operate. You said open source through MIT license.
Yeah, so it's under MIT license.
Great, fantastic.
And so it's kind of a starting point.
Okay.
We have the code out there.
Yes.
We have kind of basic build and tests that we can do. And now we're kind of this is sort of our starting point. So now we're kind of in
step one.
Yeah, this is step one. So now we're working towards getting to open development. And that's the real important thing,
right?
So open source is one thing, but actually doing development out in the open.
I see.
Getting the entire team, like the core team, to be working out on GitHub and actually collaborating with people.
Yes.
That's kind of the ultimate goal that we're working
towards. This is super interesting because it's one of these things that I think, especially for products that weren't built originally, teams that sort of weren't built around this concept, but then you shifted in strategy, but it takes quite a bit of time to sort of get people to work differently, right?
Exactly.
And so this is one of the challenges that you're kind of raising here is that we can get the source code out there, but to actually treat it like a full sort of community development project requires the entire engineering team to sort of work very differently than they used to work.
Yeah, and not only the engineering team, but there are a lot of changes we actually had to make to our build processes because, like you said, being a product that we developed internally at Microsoft for, I don't know, 7-8 years, something like that.
Right, and originally even geared towards just being an internal
facing platform. Precisely.
Right?
Yeah. Right. And so, we have internal build processes and build systems that we use to kind of, I guess it's, mainly to ensure some level of quality across everything we ship, but none of that stuff high level of quality, I might add. Yes. Thank you. But none of that stuff's available outside of these walls.
Right.
So you can't just throw that up out to GitHub because then nobody can do anything with it.
That's right. So you're basically saying there were originally a lot of dependencies on other things that we're not planning to open source. Doesn't make sense to open source.
It's not even necessarily dependencies and other things, but just the way the source code is built and tested.
Oh, I see.
Those tools aren't available outside.
Of course,
right?
and they don't make sense.
It wouldn't make sense for other things anyway, so it wouldn't really be, it wouldn't make any sense to do that. So it's a matter of moving everything to publicly available tools, CI systems, etc. And then also getting the entire team into this mode of, okay, we're now developing out in the open, we're actually working with people, we're collaborating with people outside of the company, inside of the company, it doesn't even really matter anymore.
Right.
Basically treating it as an actual open source project. That's
that's
sort of the challenge
that's
ahead
the
of us
step.
that we're working towards and we're trying
but
to
that
be
is the
aggressive.
Plan.
That is the plan. We're working on it now.
Got
we're
it.
Pretty aggressive about getting everything out there as fast as we can too.
And so this first wave, you said you sort of started now, you originally started with some of the top programming language models.
Yeah.
What did you see from the community in that first wave? I mean, was it a good involvement or sort of a little bit slow? Or, what have you seen so far?
It was good for what it was.
Sure.
Because even at that time, we were still doing our own development internally, which isn't the right model.
So you're taking drops, basically.
Yeah, we were basically doing code bombs.
Yep.
And it's not the right model. And we know that, of course, but that was our starting point. We had to start somewhere.
Sure.
So we started there.
And that's sort of what you'll do now until you get to this open
development
as well.
Yeah, that's what we're doing now. It's the same thing .NET did initially. They were kind of doing code bombs for a little while they, kind of got everything out into the open. So we're following basically the same path.
Got it.
Yeah. So
that's
we're
cool,
excited
though.
About it. though. It's very good. It's,
so now I this will good. Allow people to take basically the Certified platform, not only run it anywhere, which was already supported,
could
but
now that, yeah.
now you can go and peruse the code. You can make changes. You can go tweak it to your own needs.
You can fork it. You can change it. You can do whatever you want. It's under an MIT license, so you can run it however
freebie.
You like. It's pretty much
That's cool.
It's totally open. It's free. Yeah,
love it.
Free as you can get.
And so let me close on this last question for you. What do you feel like is the biggest thing that you've learned taking, and this is your first foray into open source, right, as part of this team?
It's our team's first major foray into it.
And you personally as well. What do you feel like?
Yeah, it's definitely my biggest. It's the first time I've run a big open source project.
So what's
like
maybe the one thing that you were surprised about doing this whole project?
The most interesting thing was there's a lot of emphasis on setting up how you actually govern a project like this, which was actually kind of fascinating to learn how other projects do this. What the right way to govern our own project is, given that it's kind of a mature code base and there's already a large team around it.
Right.
How do you take that and then form kind of a governance model that makes sense?
Right. You're not starting from scratch and letting people build on it. You're basically we've actually got something. Not only do we have something, but we take major dependencies inside the platform on it. So how do you govern that? That's a challenge. That's interesting.
It was interesting. Yeah. We spent a lot of time kind of looking at how, you know, Apache Foundation does it, how the Eclipse Foundation does it. And just kind of learning from that and seeing what would work best for us and for the people that want to work with us on the project.
That's awesome. Yeah. And so a lot of excitement already. I know
Definitely.
That we announced it and saw a lot of excitement out there from this.
It was, it was pretty good. I mean,
a lot of confusion as well. It's always the challenge with any announcement, right? But
So. But it wasn't bad, though. We were trending on GitHub at one point. Pretty fast.
That's
kind of nice. It was good. More than we expected.
More than good.
Yeah.
So let's see. We'll follow up. We'll probably put a link here of sort of how people can find the source code.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
And Foz, I really appreciate you talking about this. This
of
is
course.
Super cool. And it'll
My
be
pleasure.
It'll be interesting to see as you get to this next phase what you learn in the process there.
Yeah. See
awesome.
How it goes.
All right.
Cool. Right
thank
on.
You.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us. This is Azure Tuesdays with Corey, or Azure TWC hashtag in front of that. And are you on the Twitter sphere?
I am not on the Twitter sphere.
Okay, so
Twitter
if you have questions, I should have
but
asked this maybe
GitHub.
Before. We'll edit this.
I
we'll clean that up. He's on GitHub. You can find him on GitHub. Or you can tweet at me, and I will email him.
You will email me. Send a carrier pigeon.
Old school.
Send a carrier pigeon or a
right.
smoke signal
Send
or something.
Send me a
that's
written letter
good.
With any of your queries, and we will get back to you within 2 to 3 weeks.
I will lend you my fountain pen.
I appreciate that.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much. Have a great Tuesday.
Yes, we're good.
Oh, are we filming?
Yes.
We are talking about our muscular... our physiques. I'm stretching. I have to stretch before I do my kicks.
I can't touch my toes.
That's a pretty good... That was a pretty good...
That move. Was good. I can't touch my toes.
That's a flexibility. You almost fell over. You know what it is? Because the cloud is for flexible deployments.
Yeah.
I'm incredibly agile.